This video is the second part of the solution to the homework assignment on day two. In the part one of this solution, I demonstrated how to use XAML and the XAML code editor to recreate the user interface for the application that I assigned in the homework assignment. In this video, now what we're going to do is write C# to create a new class called Agent with 5 properties and 1 method. Then in the button click event, I'm going to retrieve the values from the user input controls and then populate the properties of a new instance of our agent class, and then call the save method, the single method that's on that class. Won't really do anything. And then finally, I think the bonus was that we would clear out the values on the user interface. So let's go ahead and get started on that. The very first thing that I want to do is create a new class. So I'm going to select add new item. Actually, if I start over here, I should get an add class by selecting the project and then clicking over on this down arrow. So I'm going to get to the add new item dialog with class already pre-selected. And I want to name this class Agent, and then click the add button. And then within my new public class Agent, I want to create 5 properties. So I'm going to use the prop tab, and then I'm going to start typing in string for our agent name, prop tab, string tab, agency tab, or enter rather, prop tab. And I want to retrieve the checkbox value. And if you recall from our previous discussion, it returns a nullable Boolean. So I'm going to type in bool question mark, tab, sorry, just one tab. And then is undercover. Enter. Prop tab, string proficiency. And then we need to also grab the record created date time. So this will be of type date time, and then record created date time, enter, and then finally I need to create a save method. So we'll keep the simple public void save, and then I'll just type something like send data to central database server. Okay. So that's all I need to do to create the class. Now, in my buttons click event, I'm going to first of all create a new instance of the agent class. And now I want to start populating the properties of my new instance of agent. So new agent dot agent name equals, and I believe it was agent text box dot text, new agent dot is undercover. You know what I'm going to do here as well, just because I can? I want to do dot text dot trim. So that will get us in the practice of cleaning up user input, and especially when we're working with text boxes. Sorry, just wanted to interject that really quick. All right, so the second one is undercover, so we'll go undercover checkbox dot is checked. And since they're the same data type, we won't have to do anything with that. Just leave it like that. Next, we're going to work with the radio button to determine which agency this spy belongs to. So there's a number of different ways I could go about doing this. I'm going to take a very straightforward approach. You might see some other examples on the internet that retrieve values from radio buttons a little bit differently. Either way is fine. I want to take the simplest approach for now, and I'm going to use an else structure. So if CIA radio button dot is checked equals true, then I'll go new agent dot agency equals CIA. And recall, because I only have one line of code, I don't need to use a code block underneath the if statement. Okay. Next, I need to get the selection from the list box. Now, admittedly, I probably intended for this to be a multi-select because, frankly, a spy would be able to select you more than one. I mean, he's probably proficient in more than one area of expertise, or could be. However, for simplicity's sake, I'm only going to select one of these items for now. So let's do this. We need to get a reference to the list box item that was selected. So I'm just going to call this LBI for list box item. And feel free to call this anything you want. LBI is not very descriptive, but I'm only going to use it on a temporary basis anyway. All right, and finally, we want to get the record created date time, a record of when this record was created. So, and there would be a number of different ways to do just about everything I've done here. I'm taking one path. Please understand that there are many ways that you can accomplish the same sorts of things. Finally, or I should say, what we want to do is call the save method. Doesn't do anything, but we're calling it anyway. Finally, the bonus area. This is where we set all the values on the user interface and clear them out back to their default state. So it's as easy as this. Now, this one might have thrown you for a small loop. How do you deselect the item that has been selected in the list box? Well, again, probably other ways to do this, but I simply set the selected item equal to null. All right, seems a little tricky. Let's make sure this works. Let me run the application. And I'll just type in some letters. And notice that everything has been deselected. Okay, so that is the solution. I hope you were able to do it on your own without any help from me. That would be awesome. If you need a little help, don't worry about it. You might want to go back and review a few things pertinent to the problems that you experienced or the challenges that you experienced if you haven't already done so. But again, don't cheat. Do this. Make sure you got this under your belt before we move on to day three's content. But if you've gotten this far, again, major respect for you and for the effort you've put into this so far. You're getting really close to developing some really neat applications. Hang in there. We're going to learn a lot more on day three. We'll see you there. Thank you.